The month Muharram. Some say that Muharram is the first month of the Muslim calendar. Muharram means forbidden and haram. It is haram to fight in this month and is one of the four special months in Islam. It is also an important month for the Shia because of the day of Ashura and the killing of Imam Hussein and his companions. The month Safar. It means empty. The Arabs before Islam left their homes empty, and sometimes they empty other people's homes in this month and would return back to fighting. It is also a sad month for the Shia as it was the month of the deaths of the Holy Prophet, Imam Hassan, the second Imam, and Imam Al-Ridha, the eighth Imam, as well as the 40th day after the killing of Imam Hussein and his companions in this month known as Arba'in. The month Rabi al-Awwal. It means the first month of spring. Not that spring, the season spring. The Holy Prophet and Imam al-Sadiq were born in this month. The month Rabi al-Akhir. It means the last spring because it was the end of spring. Imam Hassan al-Askari, the 11th Imam, was born in this month. The month Jumad al-Ula. It means dry and it was the beginning of the hot weather. Some say it was because of the summer heat, while others say it was because of the winter cold. Sayyida Zainab, the daughter of Imam Ali, was born in this month. The month Jumad al-Akhira. It means the last of dry land or the summer's heat. Sayyida Fatima, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born in this month. She was also martyred in this month. The month Rajab. It is one of the four special months and fighting is haram. It means respect or honor. The month has been called so because it is honored and respected. Imam Ali, the first Imam, Imam al-Baqir, the fifth Imam, and Imam al-Jawad, the ninth Imam, were all born in this month. When the Prophet was in the cave in the mountain praying, he received the first verses of the Holy Quran in this month. The month Shaban. One of the meanings of this month means increasing. Different types of blessings and rewards are given and increased in this month. Imam Hussein, the third Imam, Imam al-Sajjad, the fourth Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, the 12th Imam, and Abbas, the son of Imam Ali, were all born in this month. The month Ramadan. It means burning or really hot. Some say at the time when the name was given to this month, the weather was very hot, therefore this name was chosen. It is the month of burning sins. Ramadan is a special month in which fasting is wajib for Muslims. Many blessings and rewards are given in this month. In this month, the Holy Quran was sent down completely in Laylatul Qadr. Imam Hassan, the second Imam, was born in this month. Imam Ali, the first Imam, was killed in this month. The month Shawwal. Some say meanings of this word are related to uplift or raise, because the sins of the believers are lifted. The Eid al-Fitr is celebrated in this month. Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, the sixth Imam, was martyred in this month. The month Dhul-Qa'dah. This is another special month in which fighting is haram. It means the month of sitting because war was haram for them, so they did not fight. Imam Ali al-Ridha, the eighth Imam, was born in this month. The month Dhul-Hijjah. This is also a special month and fighting was not allowed in this month. The month is named after the Hajj. In this month, there are many important events. The special day of Arafah, the Eid of Hajj, Eid al-Ghadir, the day of Mubahala. Imam al-Hadi, the 10th Imam, was also born in this month. The marriage of Imam Ali and Sayyida Fatima took place in this month. Imam Hussein left Mecca towards Karbala and Muslim bin Aqil was martyred in this month. Let's go through them again. Muharram, Safar, Rabi al-Awwal, Rabi al-Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Dhul-Qadah, Dhul-Hijjah.